Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This was a clear choice for voters on how they want the next mayor to address the city's rampant crime, and they didn't choose the law and order candidate. They elected the progressive teachers union organizer and Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson, who beat out Paul Vallis by nearly 3%. Johnson previously advocated for defunding the police, and his public safety plan is even further to the left of Mayor Lori Lightfoot. He wants to raise taxes by $800 million and put that money towards social services in the city's most dangerous neighborhoods.
You'll have to inform me casually following the Chicago situation. I thought Lori Lightfoot was leaving because people didn't like how left she was and they voted for somebody further left than her?
Well, I was going to say I have a bit of a bone to pick with Garrett Tenney there on Fox News, who's a terrific reporter, but there was one aspect of the way he described it I'm going to argue with. But first, just one more dose of Mr. Johnson. Let's go, Brandon Johnson. Clip number 20.
A city that's truly safer for everyone by investing in what actually works to prevent crime. And that means youth employment, mental health centers, ensuring that law enforcement has the resources to solve and prevent crime. Let's take this bold, progressive movement around these United States of America.
So that is the choice Chicago voters made. I disagree. Here is my headline, roughly. It's a rough draft. The teachers' union in Chicago, and in many places, is such a vast reservoir of dependable votes who have only one issue that you can win an election against a person who's clearly more qualified for the job and more popular in general if you just turn out your folks. Meaning, the only meaningful issue anymore in Chicago politics, to a large extent L.A. politics, and a number of cities around the country, is what does the teachers union want? And what they want is financial. He who buys the teachers union wins the office.
Hmm.
That's increasingly the story in blue America. And it's shocking, and it pains me to say this, because I'm so fond of so many teachers throughout my life, both who taught me and friends and family members in the teaching profession. But American teachers are soon going to be seen primarily as heartless, bare-knuckled political actors, period.
So,
and appropriately so, I think.
So this guy, those words I just heard from him, I'm going to give police more resources and bring down crime. That's what everybody wants, right?
Yeah, although the other candidate was much, much more specific and experienced in that sort of thing. And this Brandon Johnson guy has gone in a very short span of time from defund the police to we must give them the resources they need to enact our progressive new agenda.
Yeah, I saw him called Defund the Police Light.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And even the New York Times, I thought this was, this shows you something. He says, they say the race was defined by a pandemic-era rise in crime that left Chicagoans frightened, angry, and ready to chart a new course. And then they go into the millions and millions of dollars poured into the race by the Chicago Teachers Unions and several other labor groups, which Mr. Johnson mentioned in his victory parade. They provided thousands of volunteers working many, many thousands of hours, knocking on doors, calling people, getting people to the polls, that sort of thing. And he emerged as the standard bearer for progressives in the overwhelmingly Democratic city.
Where was the Republican candidate?
There wasn't one. There isn't one. If there was one, nobody's heard of them. And they got zero votes.
Zero.
It's also worth mentioning that Lori Lightfoot, who is way left and way friendly with the teachers union staged three walkouts on her watch because they own the mayor, not vice versa. And so it'll be interesting to see how this progresses in my beloved city of Chicago. But it's not going to be good.
Well,
not going to be good.
He could become a big deal. I'm watching him up on the TV right now, this Brandon Johnson. I mean, he's got the speech part down from the clip we heard, and he's just got the look. He's got the big smile, and he's just got that, I don't know, the, you know, successful politicians have a thing going, and he looks like he's got that thing. He could end up being a big deal.
He was a teachers union organizer for the last 10 years, by the way. It's worth mentioning. And here you have this school social worker who voted for Mr. Johnson. She said, she didn't accept Paul Vallis's approach to public safety. Quote, tough on crime often comes on the backs of people that are already having a tough time. Yes, we don't want crime, but I don't know if tough on crime sending people to jail is the only way to do it. And another person says, it's getting worse, the guns and gangs. I work at night and I'm afraid to get out of my car. There's a carjacking near my house. I get out of my car with flashlight and pepper spray. I shouldn't have to live like this. Well, Chicago, brace yourself. But I want to move on to some related issues. Randy Weingarten made a speech the other day in which she called for the confiscation of guns, although she's now denying it as if people can't read. But then she said this. I thought this was unbelievable. She was attacking politicians like Ron DeSantis, who are trying to push culture wars as a way to undermine our public schools. Quote, what started as fights over pandemic-era safety measures, that's keeping your kids out of school, even though all of Europe was back in school. There were 30 American states back in school. Private schools were all back in school. But the public teachers' unions kept the kids out of school. That's what she calls safety measures. What started as fights over pandemic-era safety measures has morphed into fear-mongering. False claims that elementary and secondary schools are teaching critical race theory.
False claims.
Disgusting, unfounded claims that teachers are grooming and indoctrinating students. Disgusting to suggest that progressive teachers are indoctrinating the little kids. I wonder if the genderbread person would like to make a comment on that topic. And pronouncements that public schools push a woke agenda, even though they can't or won't define what they mean. That's been a talking point on the left. You can't even define what you mean by woke.
Who was it? Somebody got asked on TV, what does woke mean? And they paused for a second, and so that was leapt upon as people the right can't even describe what woke means. Is it, okay, describe to me what progressive is. You got a quick, easy, and now these are complicated notions. So.
Right, of course. Yeah. Banning books and bullying vulnerable children, she went on. Yeah, bullying is at its all-time high. You're not allowed to do anything about it. I have more information on that if you want it. School board meetings descending into screaming matches. This is an organized and dangerous effort to undermine public schools. So if you wanted your kid back in school during the pandemic, or you don't want them taught how to give their partner an orgasm of whatever sex in third grade, if you don't want that stuff, you're, and I quote, undermining public schools, according to the largest teachers union in America. I noted that L.A. schools came to that deal with their 30,000 workers, offered them big raises, blah, blah, blah. Which reminded me of something I kept aside, and from the California Globe, they're quoting Franklin D. Roosevelt on what an anathema the idea of public employees unions is, how it will never work. It's a terrible idea. This is FDR, and it's a long quote and full of fancy pants language. I appreciate his fanciness and his pantsiness, but All government employees should realize that the process of collective bargaining is usually understood cannot be transplanted into the public service. It has its distinct and insurmountable limitations, etc. Particularly, I want to emphasize my conviction that militant tactics like strikes have no place in the functions of any organization of government employees. And he went on at length.
Wow.
George Meany, the first president of the powerful AFL-CIO union, once remarked, "It is impossible to bargain collectively with the government." 1943 New York Supreme Court judge opined, "To tolerate or recognize any combination of civil service employees of the government as a labor organization or a union is not only incompatible with the spirit of democracy, but inconsistent with every principle on which our government is founded. Nothing is more dangerous to public welfare than to admit that hired servants of the state can dictate to the government the hours, the wages, and conditions under which they will carry on essential services, etc., including the security of citizens. To admit is true that government employees have power to halt or check the functions of government itself unless their demands are satisfied is to transfer to them all legislative, executive, and judicial power. Nothing would be more ridiculous." As I've said many times, and I guess this is the takeaway, government employees, be they teachers or the Federal Employees Union or whatever, are now officially, ding, the most powerful constituency petitioning the government. The government itself is the most powerful constituency of the government, and nobody else's opinion matters much. Whoops.
So do we have any idea how good a porn star Stormy Daniels is?
What are your standards?
I don't know. Well, you've pointed out throughout the years, they're all porn stars. There are no porn role players or
character actors,
supporting,
struggling mattress actresses.
They're all stars.
Right. Well, she's a capable participant, from what I understand.
Was she a big deal before the whole Trump thing exploded, though? I don't know who the big porn stars are, so.
Are there any? I don't know that there are anymore. Maybe a couple, but No. So, she was known, I guess, but then she also directed and produced films. But no, I don't know. Why do you ask? Who cares?
Hot and steamy at the Preakness. My sultry Kentucky Derby days.
Wow.
You see, Trump
steering into the whole horse face thing, huh?
Trump put out a statement yesterday, once again calling her horse face. Oh, my God, on the day of his arraignment.
Wow. I know.
He is something else.
This is all such a clown show.
Boy. That is something. We have a giant, giant black hole to worry about, bigger than anything ever even imagined that existed in the universe. There's something I don't understand. Also, the reaction of most mainstream pundits about the whole Trump thing yesterday. We'll get to that later this hour. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over, your commercial on hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House. Bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
That's a strikeout. There's a violation. Ron Culpa just rung up Manny Machado. We're on the clock here this year, and that's an automatic strike, and it happens to be strike three. Here comes Bob Melvin, and somebody's been ejected. Looks like Machado. The inning just ended on a pitch timer violation with Manny Machado at the plate, and now it looks like his day may be done. That's an automatic strike three. Off to a raucous start in San Diego.
Yeah, God, ended the inning on a pitch timer count thingy, just like Abner Doubleday drew it up. What the hell?
I'd like the caramel Machado, please, Skinny.
So that was the batter taking too long?
Yep.
Yeah, or he wasn't in the box ready to hit. Michael, did you see the horror unfold?
I didn't see it, but that's exactly what it was. He wasn't ready, and time went off.
And so it's an automatic strike three, and you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get ready, Manny. Huh?
Mm.
What'd you forget? There's a ball game on. Get in the box and get ready to hit. We've all got places to be. We're not going to stand here watching y'all adjusting your elbow pad every damn pitch. Get in there and hit.
That is a stupid just habit. We all have habits. But that's just a stupid habit that grew over the years because young players watched their heroes like Barry Bonds or whoever after every single pitch readjust all of their plastic equipment that protects them from getting hit by the ball, which is also right. A weird aberration.
Well, and it's a sports psychologist thing, too. Here's the way you get yourself geared up for the pitch. You adjust your equipment, you tap your right toes twice, and then you're locked in. Okay, yeah, shorten it up. We all got places to be.
Mitt Romney voted to impeach Trump twice to remove him from office and says that this thing is crap yesterday. Mitt freaking Romney.
Yeah.
So more on that coming up in a little bit.
That's big.
Astronomers discovered a black hole so big it's unbelievable. You want to talk about something I don't know much about? I couldn't be further over my head if I got sucked into this black hole, which is 2.7 billion light years away. Can't even contemplate that. Can't even come close to wrapping my head around something that's nearly 3 billion light years away.
You're already trying to explain Sunday to a dog.
Exactly. It's an ultra-massive black hole, measures upwards of nearly 33 billion times the mass of our sun. I don't know what that means either. Sounds like a lot. And it's got people who study this sort of thing just all going gaga over the whole thing. You see, Joe, the universe is filled with black holes, including these supermassive black holes found in the center of galaxies. Many of these are inactive. Others are rogue black holes, roaming through space however they please.
Look out for them, huh?
And others still are ultra-massive black holes. These holes are much bigger than the supermassive black holes like those found at the center of galaxies. And because they're so massive, they should be easier to find. However, they're not, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what any of this means, but it's supposedly a very, very big deal.
They suck all the light in for millions of miles. They quash all of that light. It's like a staff meeting. Just sucks all the light out of your soul.
About halfway through cable news coverage yesterday, I was hoping that we would kind of slip into a black hole.
Yeah, I heard that.
Get sucked into a black hole and disappear.
So I guess I'm sitting here wondering, with that many ultra-massive black holes, or the fabulous Muse song, Supermassive Black Hole, why everything in the universe just doesn't get sucked into them? I guess it's everything's so spread out.
I think it's just we're so far away, yeah. It doesn't have any pull on us.
Wow, that's funny. That's weird. It's wild to contemplate that there are these, you know, massive vacuumy sinkholes in the universe. You wander too close to one, rip!
And one more non-Trump-related thing before we do a bunch of Trump-related things. How much time have I got, Michael? This might matter to you. Apple claims they broke the algorithm that nobody could figure out for classical music. Apparently, it was impossible to search for classical music on all of your music platforms, but Apple has figured out a way for you classical music fans to actually find individual things that you like. Apparently, that had been impossible in the past. I don't know anything about this.
Well, that's a kick in the piccolo, huh?
So give it a whirl, I guess. The number of publications that say yesterday was a meh, pretty surprising. Stay tuned for that. If you missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
How far will the left go to win 2024? Will they send out more stimulus checks or give away trillions more to left-wing groups? The simple truth is they don't care if your retirement is eroded down to a fraction of its value. They just want to win. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to encourage you to diversify your 401k or IRA out of paper assets and into a physical gold IRA. And the only company I recommend for gold IRAs is conservative-owned Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word HEDGE to 989898 to get their free info kit on gold IRAs. Do this now before Democrats have a chance to legislate away your life savings. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting HEDGE to the number 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. So use your agency, take action now. Text the word hedge to the number 989898.
Paid for by Birch Gold.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey-gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey-gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited-time ooey-gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Redding Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo is 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around. maintain some of our employees and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And I will say this to you. Today's unsealing of this indictment shows that the rule of law died in this country. Because while everyone is not above the law, no one's below it either. And if this man's name was not Donald J. Trump, there is no scenario we'd all be here today. Please understand that based on these charges.
So that's one of Trump's lawyers, because he's hired a new guy there. He's up on the TV right now. Joe Tacopina, Trump's lawyer. Now, if you heard him there, and I saw him a bunch. He was on every show on Sunday, every single show he was on. And he sounds like he's from the Goodfellas. He looks like he's from the Goodfellas. And then he looks like the lawyer you would hire if you were a Tony Soprano, in other words. Yesterday was the first time I'd ever seen his full body. So I'd seen his face and everything like that and his cufflinks and, hey, forget about it, his whole thing he's got there.
Yeah.
And he's good, man. I would like to hire him if I ever get in trouble because he's got a good rap. But and I'm sure he's really good. I'm sure he's about as, you know, a very high-level lawyer to get hired for this by Trump. But he is built like Sammy the Bull, from going back to more mobster talk. Just a thick-necked, broad-shouldered, big, forget-about-it guy. It's just, he sounds like what he looks like. It's like if you're going to draw a cartoon character or something.
Yeah, he's definitely a type. Now, I want it to be known that no one on the Armstrong and Getty Show believes or has reason to believe that he's ever committed a crime or been part of any criminal organization.
No.
But, yes, he looks like he took two guys in each hand, hurled them both into the harbor to their death, and then got his law degree in prison. Not that he did. He just looks like that.
Here's a little idea of what it's like to take in the coverage of this. You've probably noticed. I was looking through Twitter. Here's somebody with a blue check mark who said, 34 felonies. As a former prosecutor, I've never seen that many charges. Replied to by somebody else, also a former prosecutor, saying, not only is a 34-count indictment not unusual, but it's also insignificant when they're blah, 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 blah. So there's two former prosecutors with completely different views. One, I've never seen such a thing. It's as common as can be. Okay, so what am I, the layman, supposed to do with this information? I don't know. The only thing you can do is listen to as many smart people as possible. Here's John Bolton, for instance. I always pay more attention to when somebody is running against their type, their usual. What's the right way to put it? They're going against what they. John Bolton wrote up an entire scathing book about Donald Trump. He talked about pulling the 25th Amendment, get Trump out of office. He couldn't hate Trump more, and he said this yesterday.
Well, speaking as someone who very strongly does not want Donald Trump to get the Republican presidential nomination, I'm extraordinarily distressed by this document. I think this is even weaker than I feared it would be, and I think it's easily subject to being dismissed or a quick acquittal for Trump.
I mean, there's no way John Bolton's saying that unless he actually thinks that's the case. Because as he said, he doesn't want Trump to be president. Sarah Isger of the Dispatch, who is no Trump fan, tweeted out yesterday, this is the sloppiest statement of fact I've ever seen in a major case. These are meant for reporters and non-lawyers to lay out the case. This thing is clear as mud. Jeff Greenfield of CNN tweeted out, almost consensus skepticism and disappointment about the strength of this indictment on CNN, including among highly non-Trumpers. Again, it was pretty easy to notice all the non-Trump fans who were more than willing to say, what the heck here? And then to this, Mark Halperin writing today in his newsletter, the list of folks who think the Bragg indictment is as phony as the handbag sold on the sidewalks outside the courthouse in Manhattan is a long one and includes anti-Trumpers, as we just heard, John Bolton, Mitt Romney, Paul Gigot, I don't know his act, Ruth Marcus of the New York Times, the Trump indictment is a dangerous leap on the highest of wires. Now I'm really worried about the Trump indictment. She, like so many others, had been writing for a long time, there's got to be more. Boy, this was at one point yesterday, I thought this is just like the Russia thing. I was promised, oh, wait till you see what we've got. Wait till you hear the indictment. Wait till you get there's a more, way more than you've heard. And you finally get there, and it turns out there isn't more than I've heard.
Right, right.
The Associated Press wrote, "The indictment, however, raises many thorny issues about state and federal law that can provide openings for the defense to attack the charges to try to get them tossed before the case even gets to trial." And, again, even the entire pained CNN legal and political panel convened during the pregame of Trump's short speech didn't think much. All seen the indictment charges more, see the charges as more thin than a bowl of Oliver Twist's gruel. He quotes some other people that I don't know. And then finally, Mark Halpern writes this. Bragg has a better chance of becoming Donald Trump's attorney general in 2025 than he does of getting a conviction in this case. If it goes,
I'm sorry, who said that?
This is Mark Halpern writing this.
Holy cow.
Talking to all the people he talks to. Bragg has a better chance of becoming Donald Trump's attorney general in 2025 than he does of, oops, sorry. Getting a phone call.
Please silence your devices, everyone. Thank you.
It's my son calling. I hope it's not urgent.
Oh, gosh.
If it goes to trial, and it probably won't, even a jury made up entirely of blah, 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 another reference that you wouldn't get and I don't get. But he doesn't think it's going to go to trial. It's just, it's amazing. That I'm sorry. I turned off my phone and it's still ringing.
No, that's all right. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
If the day after, a whole bunch of Trump hating, they were popping champagne, as Bill Maher said, pleasuring themselves at the thought of a mugshot, and they're saying, oh, really, that's it? I don't think this is going anywhere.
Yeah, as I dug into Sarah Isger's Twitter feed yesterday as well, and she points out the whole thing rests on the idea that he committed a misdemeanor. But that misdemeanor was to cover up or advance a separate, scary crime, one that cannot be ignored. And in this 34-count indictment, it becomes clear that that other crime is... Nobody's sure. Nobody can tell. It's clear as mud, as she pointed out. It's kind of hints. Maybe it's taxes. Maybe it's election law. We don't know. Maybe it's accounting trickery. Maybe it's fraud. It could be fraud in a technique that Jack and I have characterized as the... If I have to tell you why I'm mad, we have nothing to talk about. School of charging a criminal.
Right.
It's weird. Weird, weird, weird.
Yeah, and the number of people saying it's very unlikely to actually come to trial is pretty surprising to me.
But Trump, who sat quietly in the courtroom, spoke out at Mar-a-Lago later in the evening. We'll have some highlights of that speech for you after a quick word from our friends and sponsors at Consumer Cellular. Something on everyone's mind, how to save money when inflation is out of control, prices are so high. One great place you can start with something you know you're not going to do without is your phone. Save money on your phone plan.
So right now, if you switch to Consumer Cellular, you can save up to half on your wireless bill. What's your current bill? Save up to half on your wireless bill, and with Consumer Cellular, you can still get the same great coverage as the nation's largest premium carriers with 5G coverage for free.
You don't lose anything except that high wireless bill. Consumer Cellular has budget-friendly plans that start at just $20 a month. You can even add up to 5 people to your account for just $15 a month per line.
Very, very cool. So pick up your cell phone right now, dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. You have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Consumer Cellular. That's right, just dial #250. And say the keyword morning show for the $25 off.
#250, say morning show.
You ever look at your cellular bill? I forget to, and then I look at it and think, because I think I got like 3 watches and 3 phones.
I'm afraid to.
And then the
I know what
internet.
I'm doing during the commercial break.
It's shocking if you ever look at it.
Speaking of shocking, so Sarah Isger commenting on the Trump thingy yesterday. She's going through the counts and what's it called? A statement of fact, which she called the worst, the sloppiest she's seen in a major case. And says he's tying felony falsification of business records to another state crime that requires unlawful means. So now we need a third crime in order for this felony turtles all the way down charge to work. The two state crimes can't point back to each other. So she can't even figure out what the hell he's trying to charge, what that chain is, which is just crazy. I've got all sorts of different commentary on it, but a lot of it says the same stuff.
Right.
Do we have time? Yeah.
So the idea is that this guy Bragg ran on the idea that I'll get Trump. He made Trump do something he didn't want to do, fly up to New York, go in there, get fingerprinted, get talked to like a criminal, have to sit there and keep his mouth shut. And that might have been enough of a win for him. That might have been enough. Anything
for
after
Bragg?
That? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. He's either a babe in the woods who got in way over his head, and he figured he had to carry it through just because he said he would, or he's a radical. He's one of your Soros-backed Marxist types who wants to crash the system.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Can we play some Trump from his Mar-a-Lago when we come back? Can we do that?
Why don't we do that? Yeah, we'll leave ourselves ample time. He brought it, as usual. It was odd in places, but we'll share the highlights with you.
Yeah, and we'd like to hear what you think about any of this. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Switching your wireless carrier has never been easier than with Consumer Cellular.
Their 100% U.S.-based customer support is there for you every step of the way, and you can keep your phone and number, and activation is free.
You'll get unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month.
And you can add a family member to your plan for just $15 a month per line.
Never worry about dropped calls because Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers with coverage to over 99% of the country.
And this is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Also, with Consumer Cellular, you could save up to $250 a year when you switch.
Pick up your cell phone, dial #250, and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Consumer Cellular.
That's right. Dial #250 and say the keyword morning show for $25 off. Again, on your mobile phone, just dial #250 and use the keyword morning show.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/special. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/special.
Spring is here, and it's time to add some life to your wardrobe with Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so you look your best even at your most casual. From iconic button-downs starting at just $55 to wrinkle-resistant linen shirts, printed polos, and brush cotton tees, there's something for everyone. But Untuckit isn't just about shirts. They also offer a wide range of pants and shorts to complete your look. Visit Untuckit.com or stop by one of 80-plus stores to find the perfect fit for your spring wardrobe.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup.
The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Not to say anything bad about the Hunter Biden laptop, which exposes the Biden family as criminals, and which, according to the pollsters, would have made a 17-point difference in the election result. It would have been in our favor. Not my favor, our favor, because our country is going to hell.
Our country is going to hell.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you know, that's from Trump's Mar-a-Lago speech that he gave when he got back to Florida yesterday afternoon, and we've got more of that, but we're kind of glossing over how awful it is to have gone down this road for the first time of trying to take a political opponent off the field with a bad charge.
Is it possible this is a good thing? You have an incompetent chump bringing a thin charge that's now been practically universally, you know, scoffed at, including by Jeb Bush and Morning Joe. And it will solidify the belief that, no, we do not do this in the United States.
So you think this will
maybe
this will raise the bar as opposed to lower the bar for this in the future?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, and I don't know that I'm right. I'm just wondering aloud. But it's like, you know, you get a bit of the dead version of smallpox in you. That's a vaccine. Your body mounts a immune defense against it in the future. I hope, having gone through this now, and I suspect this is going to end with a whimper, not a bang. Although when it involves Trump, even a whimper is a bang. But I'm hoping we as the country will learn from it.
Well, I'd like to think that if the opposite happened, that if, you know, this had happened with Barack Obama, and even pundits on my side were saying, there's nothing here, that I would have said, we can't be doing this as a country.
Yeah. Yeah, I would certainly hope so. And just as a side note, I've got to believe that the people who are, say, looking into the documents obstruction of justice thing or the election interference in Georgia deal, they've got to be thinking, oh, great. So a clearly politicized, stupid prosecution now is just dominating the headlines, and they're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars in New York City for the cops and the security and the rest of it. And people are going to emerge from this saying, what a crock of crap.
Well,
that doesn't help them.
I know Jonathan Turley believes, the law professor, That the Georgia one, the election interference, is weak, is also a very weak case. He says the strongest case is the obstruction in the classified documents thing, which I wondered about last night, because in Trump's speech, he brought up the whole documents thing and how many documents Hillary had and how many documents Joe Biden had. He brought up the documents a lot, and I thought, man, is he more worried about that than what he did yesterday?
Excellent setup. Let's plunge into the speech, beginning with 71, Michael. We'll go from there.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately.
Roll on.
Apparently they're not looking at me through the view of the non-criminal Presidential Records Act. They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death. Even though that has absolutely nothing to do with openly taking boxes of documents and mostly clothing and other things to my home.
Yeah, when he started down the documents road, I thought, did they get some word that the documents thing is about to go down?
It was interesting that that became a major theme of the speech.
Right.
Yesterday, of all days. If you were afraid, boy, that's a very restrained Trump. He doesn't seem to be blasting anybody. Oh, despair not, friends. Clip 73.
But nobody's done it like Joe Biden. This lunatic special prosecutor named Jack Smith is only looking at Trump, yet Joe Biden took massive amounts more documents, even removed many boxes to Chinatown. Can you believe that? He's got $10 million from China. Where did that come from? I guess they were banking on Hunter's expertise and had others stored in unsecured offices in Pennsylvania and strewn all over his garage floor where his now very famous Corvette is also stored. All over the floor, including classified documents.
So where did we get that clip, Hanson? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Who edited that clip? This is important because I'm about to make a point.
Oh, no. Jack's going to scream at the staff. This is so
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But where did that clip come from, Hanson? Okay. Because something was edited out of there that I think might be important. So Trump says what he actually said, because I rewound this three times to make sure I got it exactly right when I wrote it down.
Wow. Glad you're here.
He said, this lunatic special prosecutor named Jack Smith, I wonder what was prior to a change.
Oh, right.
Was that a Jew thing? Was that a, this guy has a Jewish last name?
Whoa. I don't know. Have you looked into it?
No. I'm asking. I don't know. What does that mean? I wonder what it was prior to a change. What does that mean?
I don't have any idea.
That's the only thing I can think
of. You've dragged the ship of the show into some dangerous waters here, sir.
Well, I'm just reading the quote. Maybe I'm completely wrong. If you have an innocent explanation, I also think it's weird that it's edited out of this clip we just played.
Wow.
Where did that clip come from? Play that clip again from the beginning, Michael.
But nobody's done it like Joe Biden. This lunatic special prosecutor named Jack Smith is only looking at Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, there's your there. And what he said there was this lunatic special prosecutor named Jack Smith, I wonder what it was prior to a change. I don't know what that means. That's the only thing I could think of.
Boy, again, rocky waters, shark infested, whirlpools, mermaids, you name it.
Would you have a guess?
No. Maybe his last name was Biden. I don't know.
And who edited that out? Where'd that clip come from?
I could conceive of it being edited for length, just because that was a weird aside and didn't, you know, advance the state.
Maybe it's nothing.
I'm not saying that happened. I could picture it.
Maybe that's nothing.
Well, I don't know. No, both can be true. Some editor thought, wow, that makes it longer and that's weird. I'll just chop it out. But there was something weird going on. I don't know. We got to look into that, I guess. But terrible. And finally, 74, Michael.
The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bragg could not have done a better job of rallying some of Trump's biggest opponents to his side. When you've got Mitt Romney and John Bolton coming out in support of Trump on this one, you've done a nice job, Bragg.
I've seen analysis that shows Trump cannot grow beyond X percent of the American voters. It just won't happen, and that he will lose if he runs for president. That might be wrong, but that's one kind of big theory out there right now. So is this all a plot by the Democrats to make sure Trump is the nominee? Because people are rallying to him,
yeah,
and donating scads of money.
Well, it's not a good road to go down to try to bring down your likely opponent over bad charges. That's just not good for the country. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.